views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now is the time for your weekly dose of natural medicine and education. Join Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and psychic Todd Rolson as they share their inspiration with humanity and discuss the healing benefits of Cambo medicine. The results are astounding. Coming up in the next hour of Cambo Talk Radio, discover how Cambo realigns the true self. Now, here are your hosts, Ginny and Todd.
Medicina, Cambo Kura, Kura Kura, Cambo Cambo. Viva, viva, viva Cambo. Viva, viva, Cambo Shaco. Hello, everyone. I'm Ginny Rutherford. I'm here with Todd Rolson, and you are listening to Cambo Talk on the Transformational Talk Radio. Today, we are going to talk about the Amazonian medicine, Cambo. So, Todd, I'm going to just let you introduce yourself a little bit because I've been doing all the talking so far. So,
Hi to everyone. This is the first show on this medicine, and we're really excited to be here and just chat about this because it, both of us believe in this medicine. I'm a full-time professional psychic, and when I say I believe in it, I can actually see the spirit of the medicine, the evolution of the medicine, and talk to the medicine, so to speak, and the originator. So for us, Jenny is a incredible practitioner. And what's your title now? Because you're tied into a wonderful organization.
Yes, I'm tied into the International Association of Cambo Practitioners. It's where I've done my training. And it is a wide, actually a worldwide network of practitioners. And I am now, I just received my master practitioner status. So super excited about that.
Yeah. And how many people are master practitioners at this point?
At this point, there's three master practitioners in the world, not counting Karen Dark, who is the head of the International Association. So that would make four.
We'll chat about her because we need to introduce her because Jenny is part of an organization called the IAKP. And this organization is really relevant because they support the tribes and they pay additional money. I'm not the expert, Jenny will talk more about this, but they really do a lot for the tribes. And so we want to talk about that too. So as a master practitioner, what do you do? I mean, what is Cambo? I mean, that's why we're all here. Everyone who's tuned in, they want to know what Cambo is and they want to know who you are because I'm just kind of peripheral. I'm just here drinking coffee.
You're kind of my wingman, right?
Yeah. I'm going to ask a few questions and then bring some obscure information through.
Awesome. That's great, Todd. Well, Cambo comes from the rainforest of the upper Amazon, and it is a secretion from a giant monkey tree frog.
Yeah, which I love that word, right?
Well, I almost tongue-tied it there for a second.
How giant is the frog?
It's super giant.
Is it like Godzilla giant?
Exactly.
No, I mean, really,
they're really big. They can be 7-8 inches in diameter, so they are a giant frog.
Okay.
A very specific frog. It's called the Philomedusa bicolor.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens is there are millions and millions of these frogs in the Amazon. And so it secretes, what in the jungle they would call a medicine. In the Western world, you'd probably call it a poison.
Yes.
But that is their protection. So this frog really has no natural enemies. And so it freely comes to the shaman of the forest and gives off its medicine. And they'll take the frog and they, when it secretes, they scrape it off onto a bamboo stick and let it dry. And they can reconstitute it with water.
Right. And I want to know more about that, but what exactly is Cambo for and what does it do?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Todd, because when you talk about, you know, we're scraping off frog poison and using that, it doesn't sound so great, but in the jungle, they have three reasons why they use Cambo. And the first is for hunting. So Cambo gives you great endurance. It kind of decreases your appetite. It gives you strength. And in the forest, they say it makes you invisible because it takes away your smell.
Wow.
So it's great for the hunting. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Number two, they use it as their medicine. They call it the vaccine of the forest. So they use it for snake bites. They use it for malaria and all kinds of illnesses that
and
they get.
Isn't it true? I mean, I'm limited in knowledge here, but they use it for the inoculations for children too?
Yeah, after the age of two and you're not being breastfed anymore as a child, they'll start giving you Cambo, certain tribes. So each tribe will have its own tradition around Cambo. But the third reason that they use Cambo, and I think this is the one that's most interesting to the Western world, is the fact that it relieves something that they call panema. Mm. And we would translate panema as depression, but they translate it as bad luck, lethargy, a dark cloud, laziness. And so that's what they use it for, just to relieve that panema.
Nice. Can we put it in the water supply for the whole United States?
Yeah, really. Well, unfortunately, Cambo is not taken by mouth.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah.
So disregard the.
Yeah. Nobody try that at home.
Yes.
But Cambo is taken a particular way. So you burn, and we hate to say burn. We usually like to say gates. You make little gates using a lit reed. They're very small, and that goes through the first couple of layers of your skin. You open that, and then you put the reconstituted Cambo on those openings. And in about 60 seconds, the medicine goes in through the lymphatic system, and you start feeling the effects of it. And so some of the effects are, first, you might feel some heat.
A lot of heat.
Yes. Secondly, you might feel your ears ringing a little bit, or your cheeks will be tingly. And then you'll start feeling your heartbeat. It'll feel like it's beating in your throat as it's breaking that blood-brain barrier. And then in about 5 to 25 minutes, you will purge.
And that's really what happens, too. It's a natural state for the body to, if you eat bad food, you purge.
Exactly.
If you are ill, in a lot of traditions, you purge. If you have parasites and so forth, if you take medicine, you may purge. I mean, this is a natural body reaction.
Well, in our culture, we're afraid to purge. Most people always tell me, I don't like to purge. Well, nobody likes to purge. But even in the animal kingdom, when they're sick, they will eat something that will make them purge.
I've had a few dogs that have eaten a lot of things.
Yeah, and a couple of cats too. So it really is natural for our body to want to purge these toxins. And this is just a great way. Most people think that it's the Cambo that's making them sick. And it's really that it's pulling out all the toxins in your cells. And then that's making you sick. So you want to purge it.
Yeah. And just from my own experience, because I've taken Cambo 6 times. I just find that it's a super cleanser, right? So,
yes.
So for me, in my experience, it literally will cleanse your internal organ system. But can we get back to a little of the history? How long ago did this medicine come about and by who?
Yeah, it's been around for really thousands of years. And every tradition in the Amazon, the tribes, they all have their own myth around it, or religion, just like we all have our own myths around our own religions. And so I guess the oldest one would be the one from the Kashinawa. And they said that there was a shaman named Kampun, and his tribe, the people were sick, and they had a lot of panema. And they were just lazy, and the hunting wasn't good, and they were all under a dark cloud. And he did not know how to help them. He had tried everything. So what he did one night is he went into the forest, and he took another tribal medicine called ayahuasca. And the spirit of that plant came to him and showed him exactly what to do, showed him the frog, showed him how to use it and how to use it with his tribe, which is exactly what he did. And then everyone healed.
Wow.
And so when he died, they say the legend is that he went into and became the spirit of Cambo.
Yeah. And I actually feel him. One of my gifts is I can tune into anything, so to speak. And he's here today.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No, that's lovely. So one of the things that people are most afraid of, I was thinking about this Because this is an unusual medicine, and it's not been really well known in the U.S. It's mostly in Europe. It's used a lot. Poland loves Cambo, the U.K.
Australia, too,
Australia, I heard. Yes. Yeah. And so it's just now becoming very well known. In the last, up until the last 2 years, there were basically only one or two practitioners in the U.S., and now we have close to 18.
Right. And Jenny, so you know, you're now the North American... What's the full name?
I'm the trainer, I guess, yeah. For new practitioners in the U.S.
Yeah, and we're both based out of Seattle here, so you know, she actually has training coming up soon on that.
Yeah, in about 2 weeks, we're going to have a group of 16 people up in this area who will be doing a 2-week intensive training on Cambo.
And we really want to get into why the training is important too, because,
yes,
you know, like anything, education is key. But I'd like to ask, how much time do we have left, Jamie?
We have about 2 minutes, Todd.
2 minutes. I'd like to ask, how long ago in the history of the Amazonian tribes, I mean, do they date back to? Is there... You know, I mean, is there a year?
I don't think they have a year.
Yeah.
But it just dates back thousands of years of using this medicine. So it is really an essential part of their tribal traditions, just like ayahuasca, just like a lot of the medicines. And we'll talk about some of the other medicines as we go. There's also Sananga, which is the eye drops, and it also helps relieve panema. It's called lightning in the eye. And then there's Hape, which is made from their jungle tobacco, and that is their most sacred medicine.
And these are traditional medicines that kind of go with the Cambo in general. They're like additives, or how would you describe them?
They are. They work really in great synchronicity with Cambo. So I think when we come back, we'll finish talking about Cambo, and maybe we'll go into exactly how the process works. And so you are listening to Cambo Talk with Todd and Jenny. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Jenny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Jenny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Okay, we're back, and you are listening to Jenny and Todd with Cambo Talk. So today we're going to talk a little bit, or in this segment, we're going to talk about really the organization and how to go about getting a good practitioner and why you want a good practitioner. So Todd, I mean, it's kind of a good segment that, because I was the first person to give you Cambo.
Right.
So what made you want to come and have me give you Cambo, and what was your experience with that?
Well, for me, you know, I live pretty much intuitively 24 hours a day. So when I met Jenny, actually Jenny met me at a psychic fair, cause I am a full-time, that's my full-time job. And as soon as I met her and she mentioned the word Cambo, it's like, you know, you have that gut level slamming, and I don't get that often on medicine or products or anything for that matter. Because it has to be really aligned for me to, you know, get an intuitive hit. So as soon as I heard the word Cambo and I met Jenny, I'm like, oh, I need, intuitively, I'm like, I felt in my heart that I needed to do that. And so we immediately like, oh, I want to do that. And Jenny is like, okay, I got you.
Exactly. Which was great. And as we go along, I'll tell some of the stories about Todd's first experience. It was quite interesting.
Yeah. And I have to say that, you know, it's definitely a medicine that challenges you. Yes. You know, this is deep level stuff. And I think all of us need to recognize that and be prepared and be a bit of a warrior. And that's kind of when it calls you, like it did for me, I just really like, okay, I got to man up and face the issues that I have.
Yeah,
and Jenny is just wonderful. I mean, you get to hear her on the radio, but she's my friend also. And so as soon as I met her, I'm like, I trust you as a practitioner. So, you know, let's talk about the organization a little bit, because I think it's really important in the first show, because our goal, and we'll tell this to the world here, is that this program be an educational resource for the entire planet for people interested in Cambo. So we're going to focus on Cambo, especially in the first couple segments, so that everybody knows that if you want to know about Cambo for the rest of these shows, tune into the first half, second half will be whatever. So Jenny, organization, tell us why it's so relevant.
Yeah, well, you know, this is an ordeal medicine. We call it an ordeal medicine. And you're right, it is going to challenge you, I think in a good way. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the internet. And I looked at a lot of them before I ever did Cambo. And my first thought is, I am never doing that. That is crazy.
Right.
because there's a lot of sensationalizing it and glamorizing it and somewhat villainizing it. And so when I was actually called to do Cambo, I found a practitioner who was with the International Association of the IAKP, because sure. As I researched that, I found that they had a goal, and the goal was that they had well-trained practitioners who understood this medicine, was connected to it on a very deep level, and wanted to have service to others. And so that organization really spoke to me. They have a code of practice about how you present yourself, how you are in the circle, how you react to each client with no judgment, and allow them to have their processes, not to interfere with their processes. And then on that's just on the energy level, on the practical level, just knowing how to do this. So knowing how to make the burns so that they're not too deep, knowing how to reconstitute, knowing how much medicine to give a person, you know, just knowing of all the possibilities of things that can happen and being very prepared to handle them.
And I will have to say, you know, I actually was at a teacher training, which is rare for a non-person really involved, but I am what I am. And it's a rigorous training. And I'd like to ask you a little bit about, How much training do you have at this point?
Yeah, I went to training. Well, I mentored with a practitioner who had been doing it for quite some time, Simon Scott. I did some work with him, and then I went off to training for 2 weeks in Poland. And it's called an intensive, and it is intense because you are being constantly pushed out of your comfort zone. And that's important, I think, to get pushed out of your comfort zone, because you have to not be afraid of this medicine or the things that are going to happen with people. You can't be squeamish,
right?
Because it's a very, very powerful medicine. You have to be able to hold that medicine.
Right.
So in that training, we were pushed completely out of our comfort zone. Every day was just a day of nerves and doing things that we thought we could never do. And we took a lot of Cambo. And then we had a test at the end, which was just nerve-wracking because there were people that didn't pass. And
right.
it was
yeah.
very quite sad because we developed such a relationship with each other. Eventually, they went and did more training, and then they all passed down the road. But at the time, it was quite devastating to them.
And how many people were there at that training that you were part of?
Yeah, we had 16 people from all over the world. I was one of two Americans. Everyone else came from all over. And so it was really fun to see the different ways people do things. You know, everybody has, there's different cultures. Like I always think about the Polish and the Germans, because they're not quite as delicate. So they just get in there and get it done. And, you know, their purges are heroic, and because this is just what they do and how they do it. So it was really interesting to develop those relationships and see how everybody, how they came and then how they left, because when they left, everyone was different.
Yes.
They were transformed. They all had this sense of just self and confidence and in themselves.
And this is true because, you know, having been through a training, so to speak, as an observer and a helper in my way, to see the changes in people over how long was the training I was in?
It's 14 days.
It was 14 days.
14 days.
I wasn't there the whole time. But to see the shifts in people, you know, I have to say Cambo is a transformational medicine.
It
and
is.
We talk about this a lot, don't we?
We do, because Cambo has like an intelligence.
Oh yeah.
There is a spirit of this medicine and it's very intelligent. So a lot of times people will come to me with a particular issue they want to work on, and Cambo will go work somewhere else because that issue needs to be dealt with first before they
right.
can get to the other issue. And so you know, for me, I just let the medicine do its work.
Which I think is, you know, a really wonderful way, because I've found, and I've talked to the medicine, you know, this medicine is an evolution medicine. So what I mean by that is that this medicine has an agenda, but only to bring you to a higher level of knowing.
Absolutely.
Or a higher level of physical cleansing. And I've never seen a medicine and that actually is evolving. And I can see the energy of all these medicines like ayahuasca, and Cambo is one of the few where I see it. There's an actual evolution going on. But I really want to know a little more, you know, I mean, who started this organization?
Yeah, this organization was started by Kara Kenyon-Dark.
She's out of England.
She's
right?
from the UK, yeah. Just a very lovely English woman. But and we're going to have her on the show here in a couple of weeks so she can really tell her story.
Yeah.
But she has been to the jungle. She has a great relationship with the tribes. But she had a great love for these tribes, because what she knows is that these tribes are all going extinct. They're dying
right.
off, and they're losing their land, and they are the protectors of the forest. And when they're gone, I always say, God help us all, because the rainforest is the lungs of the planet.
Can you tell, I mean, the tribe, how much of the forest have they lost? Because they're, I mean, through the support of the IAKP, my understanding is they're able to buy their land.
Well, they do own the land.
Okay.
But what happens is a lot of them, you know, are the oil companies and the lumber companies are coming in and, you know, cutting down the forest.
Right.
And so this allows them to actually stay on their land, because what they do is provide us with Cambo. We have an agreement with the Matsis tribe, and they provide us with Cambo, the IAKP, and we pay more for our Cambo because of it, because we want to support them. And it allows... it allows them to stay on the land. And the, and so what we do also is for each person who we give Cambo to, we also make a donation to the tribe so that they can have clean water, they can have their schools, and they can have other medical care.
Yeah. And I have to say, I mean, the organization, you know, there's a membership you can join for, I believe it's $25.
Yeah. So you can be, you become a member when you take the training just by, by osmosis, but you can be an associate member. You can go in and actually become an associate member for $25 a year. And again, that goes to the tribe.
Exactly. And that's one of the first things I joined because, you know, we have to support the indigenous people, as we all know. I mean, things are a bit challenging. So tell us a little more about Karen. How long ago did she, you know, what was her vision? I know she's going to be on, but we want to consolidate this first show and just get a lot of information in people's hands.
Well, she lived in Brazil and learned about Cambo and started giving Cambo. And
how long ago was that?
I think it was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And so what happened is she had assistants that came to help her, and they wanted to start giving Cambo. So her first training was like for two people.
Wow. Yeah.
And she trained them to become practitioners. And then her next group, I think there were eight. And so it's continued to grow and grow. And I don't think that this is what she had in mind at the time. You know, sometimes our destiny just shows up when we're not, when we're least expecting it.
Yes.
And so now we have 130 Cambo practitioners and constantly training new ones. And she is our fearless leader. So she is probably, I mean, I would say she's the foremost authority in Cambo in the world. And she has a great relationship with the tribe because they trust her. And a lot of the tribes, you know, they don't really trust the Westerners because they take their land. And so she has built this wonderful relationship of integrity with them, and they really do trust her.
And that means a lot to me, honestly, that first of all, you know, the organization is there to train people. It's a rigorous training. And Ginny's done more than one training, you know, teacher training too. And I'm sure we'll talk about that more, but just knowing that there's everything's coming together to support the tribe and people is wonderful.
It is. So when we come back, Todd, maybe we'll talk about our own experiences with Cambo and our own stories, because I always think that's kind of interesting. Most people ask me that all the time.
Yeah, so, intros.
Yeah. So we'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to Ginny and Todd with Cambo Talk Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
All right, we are back. This is Jenny, and I'm here with Todd, and we are Cambo Talk. So to just to carry on with our conversation, we were talking about training and how that goes, and maybe get into why it's important to have an actual trained practitioner to give you Cambo.
Well, I'd like to just pipe in really quickly. I mean, a lot of people have done Cambo, and then they come to you, and it's a different experience.
It is.
And this is like... 100% of the people, 98% of the people come to Jenny. They're like, wow, I've never had Cambo like this. It's much deeper. So I mean, Jenny's special. I mean, in a special
in a good way, right?
And take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
But
I'm gonna try to do that.
You know, when you're skilled and you have education and you have training, it's just common sense. So I'm a big believer in this organization, and that's why I'm here supporting it. Because I really have no agenda with it. I'm just here as somebody who is told to support this organization and Jenny. And, you know, Jenny, of course, is the medicine. So tell us just a little more. I think the organization is so important. I mean, how and why?
Yeah, I do more. Too. Because it's there's a lot of practitioners out there who are not trained by the International Association of Cambo Practice, the IAKP. And, you know, that's fine. But my thought and why I thought this organization was so important is because I had this feeling so strongly that this medicine wants to evolve.
Right.
And we're not in the jungle. How they do it in the jungle and how we do it in the Western world are somewhat different. And though we try to go along with some of the traditions, we have a much more complex society. We're more domesticated and... the tribe, they're very connected to the earth, the medicine, nature. Some of the things that we just get crazy about, they think we're ridiculous.
Right.
And so we just have a lot more, I would say, a lot more issues than maybe they do in the jungle. Not that they don't have their issues, too. I mean, they have to worry about survival and everything else, but they're just much more connected. And we're just not. And so... what I find is that why I like this organization so much is that it actually married the two. So
nice.
We bring in some of the traditions of the jungle, and then we also bring it up to the Western world standards. Because in some, you know, in the jungle, they might spit on that stick to reconstitute it. And I don't think anybody in the Western world is going to tolerate that very well if they come and, you know, I burn holes in and then I spit on the stick and start reconstituting and putting on their open wound.
Right.
So that would be ridiculous for us to, you know, follow that tradition when we would, you know, the water works just as well. And of course, some in the jungle do use water. But one of the things that I felt like with this medicine, when I first took it, is that there was something missing.
Uh-huh.
And when I got home from taking it, this word kept coming to me, Cambo complete. Cambo complete. And I just kept thinking about that. And I thought, oh, there's just, you know, there's another level that people could go with this medicine if it was given the opportunity and somebody would hold the space for that to happen.
Right.
And that's what I wanted to do, is I wanted to be able to hold the space so that people could go into those deeper levels of unveiling their issues that are kept hid from them that still have an effect on their lives, but that the medicine could unveil that for them and then they could actually work on that.
Beautiful. Yeah.
So that was really my my goal in the whole thing. And again, you know, the medicine calls you. So you could say, well, I had no choice. We always have a choice, but I felt very called to do this.
Yeah. And you can tell that about Ginny. You know, if I'm going to go to a class or an event, or, you know, if there's a belief or a guidance or an intuitive knowing with whoever's organizing this event, you can feel it. There's that support structure. And I think that's why I keep coming to like the organization and the tribe. Yes. And supporting the tribe, because behind that, there's a correctness. And I think as we move into this intuitive knowing, and you don't really question as much, you just know it's correct on a gut level or heart level or direct knowing level. You just feel, if you're called to the medicine for one thing, but you also feel that this is correct. And of course, you know, we're human and fallible. So even sure. within the organization, you know, I've seen that some people can't stay within it, and some people need more training, or they take a break. I think it's such an evolving medicine, it will really challenge people who are part of it to step up too.
It's very challenging as a practitioner.
Yes, I can
also
imagine.
Because this medicine, you know, will teach you.
Yes.
And or the spirit of this medicine will teach you. And sometimes those lessons can be quite harsh. And at the beginning, when I first started doing this, the spirit of this medicine, you know, showed me a few things that I needed to change. I got very attached to the outcome. I wanted people to heal.
Right.
And so I got attached to what was going on. And the medicine kind of slapped me down and just said, look, here's your job. Your job as a practitioner is to do three things: put the medicine on, hold space for people, and keep them safe. And
beautiful.
That's it.
Yeah.
The medicine will do I'll do the rest of the job, and that's your job. So once I got that, it took a lot of pressure off. I could let go. I could let people have their own experience and let the medicine do what they needed. And I'm there just to really just hold space for them.
Well, we came up with a saying. Remember the saying?
Trust the medicine.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as a practitioner, in my observing, because I look at everybody and I can see where they're talking from, all their systems, their goals, you know, agendas and so forth. When you can trust the medicine more, in a way, more than the practitioner, that to me, that's kind of important. It's like, because I know even if the practitioner has whatever they're going on, I can have my own experience and be with the medicine and have my experience and allow myself to move forward. And but with Ginny, I've always felt completely safe, and that's, I need that too.
Awesome, Todd. Yeah. Well, one of the things I have always never liked, I don't like somebody calling me a healer. I don't like to be called a shaman, because that's not what I am. I'm a Campbell practitioner. And so, like I say, that's what the medicine showed me. And it was a really great gift. It was a harsh lesson,
right?
Because how I had to learn it was very harsh. And it really haunted me for quite some time. But once I got that lesson, it took away a lot of pressure and ego and everything else, because I don't have to do anything really. Yeah. I just let the medicine do its work.
So I want to just talk, because you've mentioned burns a few times and everybody is probably freaking out. It's not like with a blowtorch.
Well, it depends on who shows up, if they get the blowtorch or not.
I mean, what do you use? Because I think that's a big question in everybody's mind. How do you make these little gates, as they're called?
Well, I think of all. And for me, when I first started looking at Cambo and I saw things on the internet, it was the burns that were most frightening to me. I thought, oh, I'm not doing that. That's crazy. But those are the easiest part.
Yes.
And really, they don't have to be very deep. It's just really the first couple of layers of skin, and you open them up. And I have a very light touch, because I never lose the fact that I'm burning somebody and scarring them. So I have a very light touch. And that's the very easiest part.
Yeah, but what do you use? I mean, you're...
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things. In the jungle, they use these reeds that are hollow.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of suck on them to keep them lit. And I seem to have a hard time with those.
They're bigger gates.
A little bit bigger. Yeah. But so I use these Tibetan healing incense sticks.
Yeah.
Because they stay lit. And this is what we learned in training, that we had choices and we could try all of them. But I seem to do really well with that. And they made nice even burns, and they were, you know, they were easy to use and
I think honestly, that's what I wanted to hear, because you know, the inset, you're basically get a little burn with the inset stick. So this isn't a, you know, I know if I was listening, I'd be like, whoa, what's going on here?
It's not like a chopstick that we're heating up and then sizzling you with a brand. No, that's the easiest part. Most people are really relieved because that's the most fearful part at the beginning is those burns. But once it's done, they're like, wow, that was nothing.
Yeah. And I know we're going to, you know, in the other shows that are coming up, we'll really go into a lot more depth on the process. But again, today's intro day. So what else do we need to know about the organization or just general stuff at this point?
Well, I think it's really important when you're looking for a practitioner that you look for somebody who really understands the medicine and all the possibilities, because there are some contraindications. And I think the practitioner needs to know those contraindications, when to say no, that I can't give you Cambo.
Yes.
And also to be so in tuned. Sometimes the medicine has told me, don't give this person Cambo.
Sure.
And I'm not really sure why, but I listen to that. And it's only sometimes later on that I find out why I wasn't supposed to give it to him, or maybe the timing isn't quite right. So having a practitioner who actually understands all of that, and that's what we learn in our training about who should take Cambo and who shouldn't, why we would say no, what medicines may be contraindicated, what other conditions might be contraindicated. And I think that's important to know how much water to give somebody, because there's conditions that you could get by drinking too much water. So there's a lot to know. It's not just putting this medicine on and, you know, have at it. I think there's a lot to know and understand.
Yeah. And it's just common sense and safety to have someone who's done the medicine extensively.
Exactly.
Many, many times, and around other teachers and practitioners who are familiar, so you can all learn from each other. It's kind of common sense.
Well, we do a lot of Cambo when we are at training. We give each other Cambo. We give it to ourselves. So there is a lot of learning there. And when people leave that training, this is what I found and this is what I see all the time, is that you feel very prepared to actually work with the medicine. So you lose your fear, and that's why it's so intense, and that's why people get pushed to their edge. Because you need to walk away not having any fear around this.
Beautiful.
But having a great deal of respect for the medicine, that it is a powerful medicine.
Yeah, and I wanted to mention, because we are going to be doing a Memorial Day Cambo retreat.
Retreat, renewal.
So can you talk about that really quickly?
Yeah, we'll talk about it real quick, and then on our next, after our break, we'll talk about it a little bit more. But yeah, it's going to be here at the end of May. And so when we come back, Todd, maybe we can talk a little more about that and what people will get from that. So you guys are listening to Cambo Talk with Jenny and Todd. We'll be right back.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Jenny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Jenny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Do you want to relax more, feel happier, and be more confident? Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
All right, we are back. This is Ginny and Todd with Cambo Talk. And, you know, before we go any further, Todd, in this segment, I just want to give a big shout out to Justin, our producer.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin. Say hello.
Hello.
Awesome. That, we do that every once in a while just to make sure that Justin is listening.
Yeah.
So we know you're listening. All right. Well, Justin's been a great help to us. So thank you so much, Justin. In this segment... Yeah. In this segment, I think we're going to talk a little bit about who we are and what we're doing and some of the things that are coming up around Cambo and about around our own work. And I've talked quite a bit about my work, Todd. I'm just wondering if maybe you could share a little bit about what you do.
I would love to, but I'd like to just finish with what we kind of ended the last segment, and that's the retreat very quickly so we can just get that out there. Because Ginny and I, you know, people, this will be some language will... You'll understand some of what I'm saying, most of the people, but Ginny and I came together, and this is part of our story.
It is.
And when I meet somebody where I have no karma with them, it's a wonderful thing to work with somebody like that, because there's no agenda, there's no karma, and Lord knows I've had plenty with other people, and you're probably out there listening, but, and that's not a bad thing.
No.
But when I met Ginny, I just like, oh my gosh, it's clean. You know, we can do anything together. We'll have fun. There's no ego. We have our little personality, you know, discussions every once in a while, which is needed because we're communicating. But tell us about this, the retreat, and the goal of our work together was to create, and we didn't know it at the time, was
right.
to create these retreats.
Exactly.
So if you could just start with that, and then we'll, I feel like I'd love to talk about me too, because geez, I'm a talker.
Exactly. And I want to give you that opportunity
Thank
to
you.
Do that. Well, so I think this goes back to the beginning of when I talked about my first experience with Cambo and how I felt like it needed to be complete. That there was something more that could be added to it. So that's where these retreats come in. So these, the one that we're doing the end of May, it will be May 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. We will do Cambo, 3 days of Cambo. And then in the evening or after the Cambo, you'll be there as a professional psychic and an energy alchemist, helping people with their transformation. And then we will also have another practitioner, Lil Abrahamson, who is an energy healer. And I'm always a little hesitant when I say energy healer because it kind of builds a picture. She is beyond that.
Yes.
She is way beyond that. I don't think I've ever seen anyone like her on how she clears out the energies that keep us stuck. And so once you take Cambo, it kind of loosens everything up and opens the veil. And what she'll be able to do, and of course you will also be able to help with that, is just start removing those energies and letting them just, you know, flow away from the body and clear way to becoming our true selves.
Yeah. In this retreat, You know, we just figured this out, you know, because we're evolving too. And I had no idea I would be tied into Cambo, because it's like, while I love the medicine, I really don't like to do, you know, be much of a helper on some levels.
Yes, I know. You have helped me a few times when they start purging. You're like, what do?
Yeah, where's the bucket?
Yeah, exactly.
But, I, you know, Spirit, I always kind of do as directed, because that's my nature. So, you know, these retreats are a very recent development, and the goal is to get people through the Cambo in a way that they are guided, you know, intuitively, but also receive the healing work.
Exactly.
So Lil is my office mate, and we have an office in Edmonds, and I just adore her. And so the three of us, between Cambo, Ginny, well, four of us really, Cambo, we're going to apply everything. You know, I've been a psychic for over 25 years. We're going to apply everything we've learned to help people transform in 3 days. Now I'll go into what I do a little bit.
That'd be great. So
the dates on that again are 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. And you can contact Ginny, because we don't have commercials yet because we're just not that advanced in a way. But you can go cambokiss.com, correct?
Cambokiss.com. We'll be putting up some information on that soon.
Yeah.
But if you want to send me a message, either through CamboKiss.com, or you can go to the Facebook page, CamboKiss, and send me a private message. I can give you some information on that. It's a residential retreat. And what I like about residential retreats, because normally I do a 3-day segment of Cambo where you come and you get the Cambo and then you recover and go home. But the thing I like about a residential retreat is that you're taken out of your own space, your own normal. And so, and you're immersed in what you're doing. So you're concentrating completely on your own transformation and the healing work that you're doing. And it's just something about having the circle of people there, that the common energy really helps people in their transformation. It just, each person helps the next, and the energy just builds, and it just gets a stronger energy field there. So that's what I love about it. And then you get to know each other on a different level also.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's 10 to 15 max at these, or how?
Yeah. I think we have a maximum of 15 that we're going to be having.
And there'll be another practitioner there too, who will be supporting Ginny.
Yes.
So we'll have a house, and it'll include food and, you know, staying at the house and so forth. Go ahead and ask me a question, because I'm ready.
Well, yeah. So I know when I first met Todd, I thought, who is this guy? And, but I felt a connection right away, and I was very much led to you. As I've told the story before, I was done with the Cambo ceremony kind of early, and it was on a Saturday, and I thought, I'm supposed to be doing something, but I don't know what. And I picked up my phone, and this psychic fair popped up, and I thought, oh, I'm supposed to go there, and I'm supposed to meet somebody there. And when I walked in the door, you had a booth there, and I was like, oh, that's the guy I'm supposed to meet. But I kind of circled the wagon.
Yeah, the whole circle before she came to me.
Like, just to make sure. And and then when we met, it was like, oh, yeah. This we connected on a different level of some work that we were going to do together.
Yeah, it was funny. She came up to me, and she's like, hi, I'm Ginny. I do Cambo.
Exactly.
Well, not quite that much, but.
So Todd, tell me about the work that you do, because when you say psychic, it kind of gives people a picture, and it's so far beyond that, the work that you do. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I do two things. One, and you can see my work at toddrolson.com, and it's ROHLSSON. Of course, there's links on the website too. But I'm an energy alchemist, and this is an amazing thing, because it took me 9 years to create these energy discs, and the patterns come from higher realms, and basically higher energy dissolves lower energy. So I'm really well known in Seattle and kind of all over the world for that. And the patterns are very precise. It took a lot of time and a lot of energy. The other aspect is I am a full-time psychic. This is my job, but I'm not a regular psychic, am I?
Exactly, not at all.
No,
it's quite different.
I'm a multi-dimensional psychic, which means I'm reading from basically every level at once, and I actually have clearance to do so. And what I mean by clearance is it's just like a Cambo teacher. You kind of go through training. Well, I've gone through training in spirit, so to speak, and because of my lack of agenda, they keep allowing me to do more miraculous stuff. And so with my work, I can go into and gather all the information that you need on any level and meet you at that level. But I can also look into your energy systems, your past lives, your contracts, your timelines, past and present. And I can do that all at once. So I think the best example to understand how I am is at a psychic show. I have a booth with the energy discs and people come up and I will read, you know, all 10 people at the same time and just go bop, bop, bop and bounce back and forth. And it's very natural. It's very fun. And in a way, this is where we're moving to. And so I like to talk about what I do simply because, hey, if I can do it, you guys can do it too. We are moving into an intuitive knowing system. And I love to prove it to people all the time. And all I need is a name. You know, a person will come in, say, introduce themselves. I'm like, well, what about my cousin John? I'm like, and I'll tell them all about cousin John. So it's lots of fun. We are all moving that way. Cambo has been part of my movement forward, I believe.
Beautiful, Todd. Yeah. And I can highly recommend Todd because I have used him on many levels also, and he's helped me with my own transformation higher frequencies. So I appreciate the work that you do. So we're down to the end of the show. Wow. Our first show, we made it. Yay.
All right. Good job.
Awesome. So you've been listening to Todd Rolson and Jenny Rutherford. We're with Cambo Talk, and we'll be here every Monday at 1 p.m. And
everyone,
thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
Have a great day, everyone. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Cambo Talk Radio with Jenny Rutherford and Todd Rolson. We hope you enjoyed the lively discussion of Cambo and the astounding results it manifests. Cambo medicine is truly magical, and Jenny is a powerful guide to total wellness. To find out more about this sacred medicine from the Amazon rainforest and its amazing benefits, visit cambokiss.com. That's K-A-M-B-O-kiss.com.